RBA Mobile.
KA2TXJ, KA2TXJ, K280C, New Jersey. Mobile station, this is Kilo 2 Alpha Delta Charlie, New Jersey. The name here is Art Alpha Romeo Tango. Do you copy? Nothing heard. Thanks for the use of the repeater. K280C, disconnecting from Echolink.
K4CPA.
Scratch A0TR.
Well, last time I talked to you, my radio blew up, so I had this one done.
There you are. You was kind of extra scratchy and extra faded, but you're back. This is N0TR, and sitting here getting ready to go across the street from Lowe's to buy Lowe's.
JN4RJN, morning, fellas. Hey, John. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting the repeater is real choppy. It must be the receiver on this thing because it's not usually like that on my other rig.
Are you over in the Pleasantburg area there in the bad spot? Or if you're in a good spot, it's, I don't know, maybe 40% static in there, white noise and that. Go ahead, John.
You're coming in Lima Charlie, but he's a little choppy, and there's quite a bit of chop of what I'm hearing on my end.
Okay, so what about now? I'm receiving a repeater a lot better. I must have been in a bad spot.
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing great there, Dave. Well, good morning, fellas. I got to run in over here at Bilo's. Bernice wants to get something, but I want to use the facilities, if you know what I mean. The water pills are working.
Well, a train.
What you doing this morning, John?
Helping my granddaughter with her math on her online summer learning. And it's just a little bit maddening, but trying to bounce around the software and figure out where we're supposed to put things. But I think we just about got it all done. Got one more quiz to take, and then we're done with this week. And she can go to her other grandmother's and go play in the lake.
Jump in the lake.
But in order to play in the lake, you have to jump in it. So, yeah.
Herm ever came from?
I have no idea. But I'll put that on my list of things to look up when I have absolutely nothing else to do.
Man, I need to call the FCC about air pollution here. KN4 of NWA.
You're right.
Every one of y'all stepped all over the top of each other.
I said, you're the pollution.
Tom, pile on in there.
Tom had to hit the latrine there.
No, Bernice reached down to get her gloves on and bumped the radio over to 9-4. Sorry about that, guys. Well, I am going to run in. I said that the way they do math now, even to do a division problem like my grandson showed me, was, a real pain. Go ahead, John.
Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Behind your mask.
Videos that they watch for the various things, and the videos are just mind-numbing. It's like, child, I can show you, I can do in 5 minutes what that video takes 20 minutes to show you, and it's like the evening at Christmas. But anyway,
something's a better one than
a little bit, and then I'm going to cut out and I'll leave you with John and send her on TR. I'll be clear.
There's always a better woman. Go ahead, Steve.
Have a good one there, Tom. And Bernice, I'd love to meet you someday. You got to be a kind, decent, and very patient lady. Oh, man, are you on your way over there to Charlie's there, David?
Charlie. Well, I'm actually, I've been playing tennis, and I'm in line at Smoothie King.
You know we got our lunch today.
Okay. All right.
And I got your bag that I was bringing it back to you, bud. Lynn, if you don't eat lunch, just come on by. We need to talk about a couple of things that I want to bring up before the bunch, and just hang out, and I'll get you your bag, and we'll do everything else. John, I hope you're staying cool today, bud.
Just took the dog out just a little bit ago, and then while the sun's a little bit warm, you step in the shade. It's actually not too bad. It was fairly cool this morning.
My vehicle says 81 degrees, and that's not too bad.
Mine says 76.
My phone. My phone says 75, so it's not too bad out there.
Yeah, I'm over here in Spartanburg.
I don't know, to the luncheon, and I told the girl to drive through that I forgot that I had a luncheon, and I got away on this car in front of me, though.
It don't matter. Just come on over whenever you get your stuff, and then, you know, it's not like we're counting seconds here.
I mean, I just came off the tennis courts. I don't know if I'm going to be... I mean, I'm soaking wet, but anyway.
That's what that knob on your dash with the little thing, it has a circle around it that's blue and then red. Turn it over to blue and then turn that little knob up with the fan on it to high.
KB4CBA. Well, yeah, it's working. Working good. Well, goodness, I don't forgot what I was gonna say now. Oh, well, I didn't order anything. I just told the lady I'd drive through and drive on by, but I got still waiting on this person in front of me to get their order. Go ahead, John.
Well, my lunch is upstairs, so I'm gonna have to back on out of here and head on up. Get me something to eat. You boys take care, stay out of trouble, or at least don't get caught at it, and we'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, I am clear.
KN4RJN, if you don't get caught, it don't count. Or at least that's what we tell everybody else. Have a good one, John. KN4VWA. I'll be hanging out.
And you have a good one, bud. Always good to talk to you. I just choked down my pony here. I tell you, sometimes I think I got a brain. I just got half a brain or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm headed over to the barbecue place, Steve.
All right. There was something else I was going to tell you, and I can't remember what I was going to tell you now. Oh, well, I'll think of it by about the time I get off of the microphone here. After about 10 seconds, I'll think of it. Oh, man. I thought everybody had a pretty good time Saturday night.
Absolutely. I think everybody did. I mean, you could look around and tell. They were having a good time, and I know I did, and appreciate all you did there. I mean, that was a lot of work. I pulled some of those off before, and it's a whole lot of work.
It'd be a lot of work was getting all that grass cut. Man, that and trying to ramrod that remodel I did on the living room. What'd you think of that? What'd you think of the living room?
Funny, I didn't even notice the living room. Ain't different to me for some reason.
Well, Dave, I'll be right back in there in a second.
Hey, Tom, Steve had to jump out there. John's had to jump out, so it's just me and you for the moment.
I just went inside to the facility and let Bernice so she can. She got what she wanted, some cornmeal and something else. I don't know. Her hobby is baking, Dave, in Zero TR.
It's a good hobby to have, especially. You know, you get to reap the benefits.
I'm afraid they're right up on my front belt buckle most of the time, though.
I've been doing the low-carb thing for about, I don't know, probably 16 years or so. And it's amazing what they got out there now that you can bake with and make... sugar-free, low-carb, and that kind of thing, and it really tastes great, especially somebody like me that hadn't had sugar in all those years. Well, I tell you, when I get a hold of something that's got sugar in it, you know, accidentally, I know it. Boy, I can taste it, because it's like super-duper sweet.
I don't think I could do that, but, you know, I don't like something that's horribly sweet, like pecan pie or anything like that. If it's overly sweet, I just shove it aside. But my triglycerides were up a little bit this last time, about 20 points, I think, but not far from normal. They've been normal, but I've been staying around home and not doing as much, of course, with the hot weather. And Bernice, I think, to keep from getting bored, being she isn't here, she bakes. You know, she does a fine job.
I noticed that the cookies or whatever you bring that she's baked at the club meetings, they're always gone. I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't see somebody licking the plate.
Hey, y'all, what kind of club meeting they going to have us this coming? Isn't it Monday? Yeah, it's Monday, isn't it?
I think it's virtual again, Steve. You know, I just don't do those, but I think it's great they're having something.
Yeah, well... Anything's better than nothing, you know, I mean, nothing is exactly what our, I'm not going there, but I'm just not going to sit down and do nothing.
The impression that they were meeting again.
One meeting or two, and I went to one, but I wasn't able to make the next one, so that's why I was wondering if they were going to have an in-person meeting this time.
Well, after some of these things, my son-in-law's uncle wound up in ICU after he went to one meeting of the American Legion guys, and that's the first one they'd had in I don't know how long. And then I seen where this Girl Scout camp the other day, out of, I think, 400, Steve, had 297 wind up with COVID-19. Just ain't worth the risk yet.
I tell you what, just good, solid health practices will keep you from getting it.
Yeah, like staying at home.
No, I'm not talking about isolating.
It will protect you from that stuff. It's so highly contagious, and I know you're much smarter than I am when it comes to medical things, but it's horribly transmittable, and deadly. And John was in perfect health. I mean, he was the epitome of a United States Marine and a giant of a man. And, buddy, it put him down.
Absolutely no telling where he got it from. You know, all the surfaces that you touch and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, you know, with good practices, you can keep from getting it.
Let
the hospitals would have it.
And a lot of them do, Steve, if you've been listening to the news.
Well, Spartanburg Regional's done a pretty good job of good health practices, because did y'all hear that Spartanburg Regional just got rated among the top 25 hospital systems in the country? I mean, that's pretty darn good. And so far, I know four people that work over there, and out of that whole system, they've had I think it's six people come down with it, and they're pretty sure they got it outside the hospital.
Hospital, they weren't letting anybody in except a very select amount, and the same way in the doctor's offices, getting in is like pulling hen's teeth. And go ahead, Nick. Got called off there, see?
Yeah, he may be on the phone or something. I'm just proud of Spartanburg Regional, especially after the way they treated me back in 2019. I tell you what, those people did a really good job with me, and I couldn't have ever asked for any better care.
Well, I'll tell you, I've only been over there once. Do you remember what for, Bernice? Oh, or Spartanburg. But at any rate, it was a first-class facility. I like Greenville down here in Buncombe. I don't know how they rate, but they really are a good facility.
Buncombe? Trying to place what that is.
Greer Memorial Hospital, I guess you'd call it. It's on Buncombe, just south of Wade Hampton and 101, Steve.
Well, Prisma Health and Greer Campus.
I just think of that as GHS or Prisma Greer. Not bunking. I'm trying to, you know, you rattled me, Tom. You just got me off guard.
That isn't too hard to do, I don't think, is it, Dave? well, I'm easily rattled down here. Buncombe Street or Boulevard, whatever it is, right, really? We don't journey that far away. We're not like you, well-traveled and experienced. But, it's always been very first class with us, what we've had done there. We haven't been hospitalized there, I don't think, have we? No. Any of them, kudos to them all. They're our heroes for being out there. Now, this stuff's really gotten bad. There's been over, I think, 1,400 yesterday cases alone. And it's been over 1,000 a day. So it's pretty transmittable, Steve, at that rate. And when it first came out, there was 3,000 or 4,000 in the state had it. Now, the last time I looked, was 92,000. Go ahead, Dave.
I have destinated, and I'm going to be getting off of here. Tom, have a good one, buddy. 73, N0TR, KN4VWA, clear.
See you in a minute, see. Go ahead, Tom.
Okie doke, Steve. Enjoy your lunch. That's really a nice thing, you guys having that gathering. 92,000 were... Yesterday was the number, Dave, and it's just exponentially worse, it seems like. It's kind of leveled off to just a few more than 1,000 a day, though.
So, and one thing you got to keep in mind is they're testing a lot more people for while they didn't have the however you pronounce that, to do the test, and then they started, doing a lot of tests, and the numbers started going up, and everybody's freaking out, and it's just because they were doing more tests, and, but, I see a lot of people walking around with their mask on, and they go in stores that say, mandatory mask and all this, and they don't have one on. We're not gonna, if people just cooperate and do what they're asked to do, it's not hard. We can beat this a lot quicker and a lot easier. They're looking toward having a vaccine by Christmas.
Roger, it's in Gerald TR, and they already are administering one of the vaccines, or two of them, in phase 3 testing, which is human testing. And I think they give, 2,300 people or something there the other day, they said that vaccine. And then the placebo, to see which one, and they can check for the antibodies, too, to see if they're building. And they've got a task force that the president started, and it's doing quite well. They're going faster than they ever have. I went through that, watching all of that phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 with my nephew's company, and it takes a tremendously long time, and several years. So people don't realize how amazing it is to come up with something that quick. But we have a lot more technologically advanced equipment to be able to do it with. And it also was a form of that SARS that years ago. So they're fairly familiar with it if they can just get that genome doctored or whatever.
My wife works with one of the doctors that's on the president's council, and he kind of keeps her informed about it. So they're working as hard as they can to get a vaccine, and it just takes time because you got to run a trial and then you got to run a second trial. So it's not a speedy process.
Yeah, our nephew was a CEO of a drug company there for 11 years, and they went through that. And in that phase 3, I think they had to give like 5 times the normal dosage of that particular thing they were developing to individuals to see if they even reacted to that. So it's well tested, and I think they're doing a great job. The average person's never seen or been through that, and we watched it very carefully when Mike was the CEO of that drug company. And it boiled down to one guy in the FDA, I guess it is, down there where they were doing the final summation of it. And one guy declined to approve it. And that took out the whole company. And the company, it started out with like 4 to 6 employees. And at the last there, they had way over 100, and all of them had PhDs, Dave. So that's how critical it can be.
You're right about that. Well, let me run. I'm sitting here in front of the place. Yeah, I see Steve inside. He's already got his food. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TRKB4CBA, clear.
Yeah, unless he changed his ways, he said he wears no mask. You'd think, being a medical person, he would, but don't say I said anything. See you later, Dave. Enjoy it. It's nice, the camaraderie. KB4CBA N0TR.
My lips are sealed.
I can tell you that. N0TR.